Hey everyone, this is Ron from the Lost Trail Runner podcast. I'm publishing episode 120 of my Ron's Update podcast on the Lost Trail Runner feed this month. I haven't been doing so good on bringing out episodes, so I thought I'd go ahead and put this one on the Lost Trail Runner feed and try to get back in the recording mode coming up, okay? So I hope you enjoy it. Thanks. Bye. I'm in my mobile recording studio, and I am somewhere on the highway between Athens, Georgia, and Commerce, Georgia, on Highway 441. And this is Ron's update, number 120. I guess it's time to go over the Peachtree Road Race with you. It's the 27th of July, and I ran the race on the 4th of July. So I've had plenty of time to think about what was good and what was bad about this race. First of all, let me say it wasn't my A race for the year. My A race for the year is the half marathon in Athens. So Peachtree was my B race for the year. And taking that into note, I mean, I still train for it in a way, but not specifically, you know, with speed workouts and tapering and all that kind of stuff. Just running my weekly mileage and at my pace, and no speed workout, none of that stuff. And I'll start with I went down to the race with Laura on Saturday morning. The race was on Saturday this year. When we got up early, I was in group H, and I think she was in J, maybe. Sounds right, anyway. And there was a prediction of rain the day before, and I had been talking to people that I associate during the day, and they say, how many times you get rained on during the Peachtree Road Race in 37 years of running it? And I said, zero times. I've never, ever been rained on for Peachtree. And that was the worst thing to say, because we got up early in the morning, got ready to go. It wasn't raining. The temperature was fairly nice. I got in the car, and we headed down to Ainslie Mall to park, because the Pheidippides has the party after the race at Ainslie Mall at their store, so we parked there and then walk over to the MARTA train and catch it up to Lenox Square where the race starts. It's probably over a mile walk between Ainslie Mall and the MARTA station. Well, as we started walking, it started raining. Now, I did plan ahead, and I brought a garbage bag with me with a hole cut in the top for my head to stick through. So I put that garbage bag on, so I was perfectly dry, you know. And Laura had one also. So it wasn't like we were getting drenched. It was just raining, which meant that our shoes were going to be wet. But that's about it. So it would rain, and then it would slack off, and then it would rain. But it got to a pretty steady downpour, so by the time we got to the MARTA station, it was pretty wet out. And we waited for the train. The train pulled into the station, and it was completely full. There was no seating available, and all the aisles were jammed with people And it stopped, and the doors opened up, and I looked in, and there was just enough space where a couple of people could kind of inch in right by the door. So I hopped on, and Laura said, "Don't get on that train. It's too crowded. We'll never. The doors will never shut." And I said, "There's always room for one more. It's just like a big can of sardines." So she jumped on the train, and the doors shut, and everything was fine. It was a little tight, but we were in the train and headed to Lenox Square, where the start is. And we got up there and got out of the train and walked out of the train station, and it was sprinkling. It wasn't pouring down rain, but it was raining. We were probably there almost an hour before we needed to be. My wave actually started at 8:05, and I think Laura was another maybe 10 minutes behind me. So we went and got in our respective wave areas and waited for the race to start. Once the race started, well, it was amazing. My wave started right at 8:05, and that was the time it was supposed to start. And right about the time it started is when it started pouring down rain, and it rained, and I guess I got about probably more than a half a mile into the race, between a half mile and a mile, and I heard a kaboom, a crash of thunder, and everybody jumped, of course, and I don't know what happened behind me. I heard that they held up the later waves. I know Laura's wave got through, but the waves behind her, somewhere along that area, they got halted and weren't able to start the race because of the lightning. But I was heading on down Peachtree in the rain, and it was fine. It was raining, but it wasn't a total, you know, torrential downpour, monsoon type thing. It was just a steady rain. But I knew that once I got to Piedmont Park, which is where the finish line is, and then you turn into the park, it would be a mud hole. Because when you start getting a lot of people like that finishing and going into a park, a grassy area, it's just going to turn into a muddy pasture, basically. And since I was in, like, I think I finished in the 21,000s out of the 60,000, there were 20,000 people that went into that park before I did. So it was kind of mushy in spots. But anyway, I got my T-shirt after the race. I kind of skipped, didn't I, this whole run. I did my run 45 seconds, walk 15 seconds for pretty much the whole race, which worked out fine. And my finish time ended up being 66:28 using that pattern of run walk. And I was fairly consistent pace-wise, you know, throughout the race. Even the fifth mile, which is uphill, I didn't do too bad on. So I was happy with that. And the thing turned out to be I was maybe 15 or 20 seconds slower than I did it last year. And I really wasn't pushing it, so to speak. And last year I felt like I had to work. So, I was happy. But once I got into the park, got my T-shirt, I went over to the Atlanta Track Club area that was reserved for the track club members. And they had, Michelob Ultra, beer available for track club members. They gave you two tickets, so you got two Michelob Ultras. And they had snacks and various other things like that over there. So I went over there and waited for Laura to show up. And I gave one of my tickets away because I drank part of one of those Ultras. And I figured, well, that was enough. I really wasn't in the mood for drinking a lot of beer. So I, a person asked me, where do you get the beer tickets? And I said, well, here's one. You can have this one, and the others you get over there. And I pointed to where they were passing them out. So we ended up with three. But Laura showed up, and we walked over to Pheidippides at Ainslie Mall, which was probably another mile or a little over a mile. We cut through Piedmont Park and went through the Botanical Gardens area and came out on Piedmont Road and then walked down to Ainslie Mall. And we stayed over there for a while, and I talked to Jeff Galloway. Kevin Gwynn had sent me a message on Facebook saying, you need to talk to Jeff for me and say hi. So I took that as a direct command from Kevin. And when I was there, Jeff was there, and I talked to him for a while, and we discussed run walking and what I had done at Peachtree and what I had done at last year's Athens Half. And he suggested for my half this coming year, instead of doing 45 and 15, do 30 and 15. And he said, I may end up running faster doing the 30 and 15 than the 45 and 15, because that extra 15 seconds, you're resting, I guess. So that's what I'm going to do when I do Athens, is try his idea and see how that works out. But I talked to him a little while, and Laura, in the meantime, was looking at shoes in Pheidippides, and she came up with a pair of Hoka Clifton 2s that she ended up getting. Of course, she didn't have her credit card with her or any money, so I had to buy them for her. She paid me back, but, I mean, what's a dad for, right? And she's been running with those lately, and she seems to like them pretty good. And from what I've understood about the Clifton 2s, they are an improvement over the ones. I bought some ones, and the tongue on them seemed to be too thin, and like the shoelace cut into my top of my foot and gave me a blister. So I gave my Clifton 1s to my youngest son, Rob, and he loves them. Fortunately, he wears the same size shoes I do. But anyway, back to the party at Pheidippides. After I got through talking with Jeff, we went out and got some food. Publix supplied some snacks, and also they had I guess, what do you call them, wraps, like I had turkey, you know, and vegetables, lettuce and stuff like that, tomatoes and stuff, and a wrap. They had turkey, they had ham, and they had veggie. So I got a turkey wrap, and they were also giving out free beer at the Pheidippides party. You got two tickets, and they were giving away Sweetwater 420 Ale. I got one of those, drank it, and then I got the second one and took it home. And Laura gave me one of her tickets, so I took two beers home. Well, yeah, ale, beer, whatever. So, and it pretty much cleared up rain-wise after that. We're talking, 8, 9, 10, 10:30 in the morning. It started clearing up. So I got home, got my soggy shoes off, things like that, and that was it for the day. Just relaxed the rest of the day and enjoyed it. Had a decent race. Next up is the half in Athens, which is my A race, which I hope I am successful in running a better time than last year. That's my goal. I don't have a specific goal. I do want to beat the time I did last year, and if I want a place in my age group, I'll tell you about that later on in this podcast, because I have some more to say about Athens. So that's it for now, and continue listening and see what I have to say. I am starting my training for the Athens Half Marathon in October, but last week, I didn't run very much. The week before that, I ran even less. I think the week before, I ran 2 days and walked one or something. And I guess last week wasn't that bad, because I think I got in a total of about 19 miles. Two of them was walking. I ran over six on Saturday and Sunday. I think I did 6.5 on Saturday and a little over six on Sunday. So I think that gave me a little over 12, and I ran over 4.5 on Tuesday. So that's 16, close to 17 miles there running. And then 2 miles of walking. So it wasn't a loss, you know. This coming week, it looks like I'm going to be doing 5 hours worth of running. So, actually 5.5 hours. My training schedule says 5 hours and 45 minutes, and I'm trying to schedule this thing out. I want to run about 4 days a week, so it's hard to do 1 hour runs and do 4 days a week when you got to run 5 hours and 45 minutes for the week. So I'm trying to space this thing out and put in a couple of longer runs on Saturday and Sunday, and I'll probably end up having to run 5 days this week, which is okay. I mean, it's just more convenient for me, the way my schedule operates, to do 4 days a week, because I'm working part-time at Enterprise 3 days a week, and I never can tell when we're going to get off work. We could get off at 2:30 in the afternoon. We could get off at 6:30 in the evening. It just depends on what's happening. So it's just better for me having a schedule where I can run on Tuesday and Wednesday and Saturday and Sunday. And the other days, walk a little bit or something. So my next scheduled race that I'm planning for is the Athens Half Marathon. I think it is October 25th, so I've got plenty of time. This is July 27th, so I've got August, September, and most of October to train for it. And I would like to run a little bit faster than I did last year. I saw at the end of the race last year, when they gave out the awards, what the times were that the top three were. And I think I came in fifth. And I know what I'm shooting for. I mean, it's out of reach probably, but it gives me something to work for, you know. If I want a place in my age group, 70 to 74, I've got to run between a 150 and 2 hour half marathon. I think the person that won my age group last year ran like a 152. So that's what I've got to shoot for. And I haven't run in the 150s since probably my last one was Disney in 2006, maybe. Something like that. Anyway, that's my planned race. Now, I've noticed that the Xterra trail running series starts over again in September. And the first one is at Harbin's Park, which isn't too far from where I live. So it's a 10K, and I might do that 10K trail race. And then I don't know when the next one is after September. But the series has about six or eight races in it, the trail run series. And about four or five of those races are not too far from where I live. Little Mulberry Park, Victoria Bryant, which is a ways from where I live. That's up near where I'm heading today. It's up near Livonia. That's where I'm driving to. It's in that area of Georgia, which is towards the South Carolina border up I-85 in Royston. So there are a couple of those trail races I want to do, because I haven't run a trail race in a while, and it's time to get back to running trail races. Probably my next run this week, if I'm running an hour or hour and 15 minutes, I just might go out to Stone Mountain and run on the trail just to get off the pavement, because I've been running. I run a lot at Lilburn Park, and I run over at Mountain Park. Both of those, well, Lilburn Park has the Camp Creek Greenway Trail that runs through it, but that's a paved concrete trail, so it's not what I consider a trail run. That's pavement to me. Of course, it is pavement. And over at Mountain Park, they have a paved mile loop, but they also have about a half-mile section of trail that actually goes through the woods. So I like to go over there. I can run two loops of how I have it laid out in my mind to run over there and get over 4.5 miles in two loops. So I like to run over there also. But if I really want to get in a trail run, I'm going to have to go to Stone Mountain to run on the trail, because running around the mountain on the trail is probably between 5.5 miles to six. Just depends how you run it. When I used to do a lot of running on the trail at Stone Mountain, I always counted it at six. That's before I had a GPS. And we always just counted it as 6 miles. But when I got a GPS and ran it, it comes out like 5.8 some days, 5.6 some days. Just depends how the GPS locks in. I count it between 5.5 and 6. Just, you know, if I'm going to plan on a run, I just kind of say, okay, I want to run between 5.5 and 6 miles and I'll run out there. And I can run over at Yellow River. There's a trail system over there. If I run on the trail that's right next to the river, it's more shorter loop. You can, you know, get a couple of miles over there. But if you go across the road on the other side into the park where the horses and the mountain bikes go, you can get some mileage in over there. So that's another option for me, running on trails. So if I'm going to be doing the Xterra trail running series, I got to start running on the trails more. So I'll probably split my time running on trails and running on the pavement for my training for the half marathon. And then, of course, about 4 weeks after the Athens half is the Galloway half, which I plan on running. And it's not my A race, it's a C race category, so I'm not really that concerned. I figure if I've run the half in Athens and only 4 weeks later I'm going to have a half in Atlanta, I won't have lost fitness enough to really make a difference. I mean, I'm probably run it slower, but that's going to be more of a social half marathon, hopefully. Maybe I can run into some of the podcasting people that come down for that race. So that's kind of my update for now. I'll try to get this thing wrapped up and put out as soon as possible. So I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.